Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot of confidence. Ever feel like you're constantly riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Well, guess what? You're not alone. It's all too common in our fast-paced world, filled with constant stimulation and endless demands on our time and energy. But here's the good news. There's a superpower we can cultivate to help us ride those waves with more grace and ease. It's called emotional intelligence, or EQ for short. Think of it like this. Your IQ gets you through exams and problem solving, but your EQ is what helps you navigate relationships, manage stress, and achieve true fulfillment in life. So, today we're diving deep into the world of emotional intelligence, exploring 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your daily game. First things first, self-awareness. It's all about knowing your own emotions, understanding their triggers, and recognizing how they influence your thoughts and behaviors. Ever notice how certain situations instantly send you spiraling? That's self-awareness in action. The key here is to become a detective of your own emotional landscape. Pay attention to those physical sensations, thought patterns, and even subtle shifts in your energy. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through the ups and downs of life. Next up, self-regulation. This is where the magic happens. Once you've got a handle on your emotions, it's time to learn how to manage them effectively. Think of it as emotional first aid, knowing when to take a step back, when to breathe deeply, or when to express yourself constructively. It's about choosing your responses instead of reacting impulsively. Remember, life throws curveballs, but you get to decide how you swing the bat. Now, let's talk empathy, putting yourself in other people's shoes and truly understanding their perspectives. This doesn't mean agreeing with them all the time, but it does mean listening actively, showing genuine compassion, and building stronger connections. Think about those times when someone really listened to you without judgment. How did that make you feel? Empathy is a superpower that builds bridges and fosters meaningful relationships. Communication skills. They're not just about speaking eloquently. It's about expressing yourself clearly, assertively, and respectfully. It's about active listening, asking thoughtful questions, and creating space for open and honest dialogue. Remember, communication is a two-way street, so make sure you're both giving and receiving with intention. Finally, we have social skills, the art of navigating social situations gracefully and building strong networks. This involves being adaptable, showing initiative, collaborating effectively, and building trust with others. Think about those people who effortlessly light up a room. They possess these social skills that make them magnetic and enjoyable to be around. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a stressful deadline. Your inbox is overflowing, your colleagues are buzzing around like bees, and the pressure is mounting. Suddenly, a coworker approaches you, visibly stressed about their own project. You could easily get caught up in your own anxieties and brush them off, but then you remember the power of empathy. You take a deep breath, listen attentively to their concerns, offer words of encouragement, and even suggest some collaborative solutions. Not only does this help your coworker feel supported, but it also creates a sense of camaraderie and shared purpose. You've managed your own stress while simultaneously building a stronger connection with your colleague. That, my friends, is emotional intelligence in action. So remember these key takeaways. Become self-aware, master your emotions, cultivate empathy, hone your communication skills, and develop your social savvy. By consistently practicing these principles, you'll be well on your way to navigating life's challenges with more grace, resilience, and even a little bit of stoic wisdom. Remember, folks, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about constantly learning, growing, and evolving. It's a journey, not a destination. And trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. So, what will you do today to level up your EQ? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.